KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy, breezy, and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In Western Iowa news, Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur says while an investigation is still underway in connection with a single vehicle accident that claimed the life of a Shelby firefighter on Interstate 80 in September, it does not appear that the driver of the vehicle will face any charges. The Iowa State Patrol is beginning to wrap up its investigation into the crash during which firefighter Michael Collins died as he was directing traffic around an accident on I-80 near Shelby. Wilbur told the Omaha World-Herald that unless the report on the investigation shows that the driver of the car, 43-year-old David L. Thies of Ames, did something reckless, which authorities do not expect, the only thing he'll get is a traffic ticket. The 41-year-old Collins was killed September 18th as he was standing in the left lane of I-80 directing traffic. The State Patrol says a Honda Accord driven by Thies went around, slowed traffic, and struck Collins. Matt Wilbur says he's awaiting the results of the State Patrol's more detailed technical investigation to be completed in the next few weeks before determining if any charges will be filed. Collins' family hopes something turns up. They think something needs to be done. One of his brothers, 36-year-old Al Fenderson, told the paper that, to me, it's not just something you write a ticket to somebody for, especially when you take somebody's life. He said there needs to be some sort of punishment besides the ticket. But according to Pott County Attorney Matt Wilbur, an overtly reckless act, such as drunken driving or drag racing, is necessary in order to file a charge like motor vehicle homicide. And neither of those instances can be proven in this case, he says. The accident that claimed Collins' life marked the second time that Thies had been involved in a fatal crash. In 1988, he was riding a motorcycle near Axtell, Nebraska, when it crashed in an incident authorities said involved alcohol. Thies' passenger, 20-year-old Gina Pearson of Kearney, Nebraska, was killed. Thies served 17 months for motor vehicle homicide, according to the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services records. Wilbur said that he was unaware of that incident, but said it has no bearing on the Collins investigation. News time is 7:09. Don't wait until the coldest day of the year. Now's the time to get your heating system checked. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you get your heating system checked so you won't be left out in the cold. And with cold comes snow. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you with your home and commercial snow removal. Call now to set up your appointment so you can get on their list or to set up your furnace inspection. Just call Maskers at 712-243-2260 or stop by at 209 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Masker Plumbing and Heating would also like to remind you to be sure and put fresh batteries in all of your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors while it's most important during this time of year. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. A fire in an SUV traveling on Interstate 80 eastbound in Cass County Wednesday morning resulted in serious burns to a female occupant of the vehicle. Other motorists called 911 at around 11:40 a.m. to report an SUV was on fire as it was traveling eastbound on the interstate, its occupants apparently unaware of what was happening. The vehicle pulled over near the 64-mile marker, or the Wyota exit. Fire and rescue crews from Anita and Wyota were called to the scene. The woman was transported to the Cass County Hospital. The Iowa DOT said the interstate was blocked eastbound while the vehicle was on fire, while the left lane of I-80 westbound was blocked by emergency equipment. The road was reopened to traffic about an hour after emergency personnel arrived on the scene. The Iowa State Patrol was handling the incident investigation, and other details are currently available. An Atlantic organization dedicated to supporting the Atlantic Animal Shelter has announced its disbanding and will no longer accept funding. Former members of the Friends of the Atlantic Animal Shelter say they will no longer exist as an auxiliary to the shelter. The group wants to thank its past supporters and suggests that persons donate funds for the shelter to the City of Atlantic. The funds should be earmarked for use at the animal shelter only. Any donations received by the Friends staff will be forwarded to the city fund. And the Cass County Memorial Hospital Board of Trustees voted Wednesday morning to proceed with construction documents and bid letting to remodel the current special care unit, or SCU, to house a four-bed inpatient behavioral health unit, or BHU. The move essentially saves the behavioral health unit from being closed. If the bids are within budget projections, the remodeling would begin in late 2012 after the special care unit relocates to a new hospital addition scheduled to open in August of 2012. The current BHU is located in an older part of the hospital scheduled for demolition during the final stage of the current construction and remodeling project. The motion to keep the facility open came from board member John Mulgard and was seconded by Leanne Pellet. It was a unanimous decision. News time is 7:12. Don't wait until the coldest day of the year. Now's the time to get your heating system checked. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you get your heating system checked so you won't be left out in the cold. And with cold comes snow. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you with your home and commercial snow removal. Call now to set up your appointment so you can get on their list or to set up your furnace inspection. Just call Maskers at 712-243-2260 or stop by at 209 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Masker Plumbing and Heating would also like to remind you to be sure and put fresh batteries in all of your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors while it's most important during this time of year. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. And in our funeral announcements, Ryan Tater Johnson, age 51, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ryan Johnson will be held today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with the Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Marjorie Detlefson, age 93, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Marjorie Detlefson will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Joseph Joe Frum, age 91, of Avoca and formerly of the Omaha and Shelby areas, died Wednesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Joe Frum will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. Morris Morgan, age 85, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. A funeral mass for Morris Morgan will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Janice Irene Taylor, age 85, of Oakland, died Tuesday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Janice Taylor will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Nadine Ashmore, age 70, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Celebration of Life services for Nadine Ashmore will be Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Clara Hansen, age 99, of Florida and formerly of Manila, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Clara Hansen will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.